I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Well, we're waiting on, we should hear from Tom Homan. The border is certainly a big issue, and that may happen. Okay, Tom Homan is with us. Tom is the former director of ICE, joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Tom, welcome back. And today here in Philadelphia, in coincidence with having you on, we'll talk about Title 42 in a moment. People in Pennsylvania were having huge overdoses of fentanyl. We're probably in the top 10. And they want to now legalize giving out fentanyl drug test strips. The idea being that addicts will actually do this. And when I think of one of the most underplayed things that is happening now, was not happening when guys like you were in charge, was the amount of fentanyl and other drugs coming through the border. What is it we're not doing now, or what is it that takes Border Patrol and ICE and everything else away from those drug seizures?
Well, this crisis that the Biden administration purposely caused, right, because they want open borders, and they said all the right things and abolish all the Trump policies that secure the border. This border surge is causing Border Patrol agents to be pulled off the line. So an average, this is an average, of 70% of the Border Patrol is no longer patrolling the border. They're in facilities processing these family groups, changing diapers, making baby formula, sometimes as high as 90%, depending on how many family groups come across. So the border is pretty much wide open. I mean, when only 30% of the Border Patrol is normally on the line, 70% of the border is unguarded. So fentanyl is running across the border at high pace. So is it the gotaways, over 700,000 gotaways. But the fentanyl is flowing across very easily because the cartels, they pay attention. When the Border Patrol gets overwhelmed in one area, they move the drugs to the other area. The drug cartels dictate who crosses the border and when they cross the border so they can time their drug smuggling. That's from interviews with informants. That's from intelligence reports. That is what's happening. So since they've given up security of the border, the cartels are taking advantage. And that's why you see a record number of fentanyl overdoses. And it's not a coincidence. You got a record number of overdoses the same year. You have record illegal immigration because it takes the Border Patrol away from their national security mission to guard the border.
Tom, that makes a lot of sense. And let's drill down on that last point. Just as a matter of personal pride, I've seen you in 100 interviews, you and people like you who are patriots and dedicated to this, that the cartels seem to be calling the tune more than anything else at the border versus the U.S. Border Patrol and authorities. That's got to rankle people who are professionals.
Right. You know, look, the secretary said the other day, probably in response to what I've been saying on Fox, that we've lost operational control of the border. He's on the TV when he went down to this dog and pony show, that they made operational control. Okay, really? So record amounts of fentanyl is coming across the border, but you got operational control. 700,000 gotaways based on camera and drone traffic that Border Patrol couldn't arrest because they're tied up in these family groups that crossed the border and got away. 700,000, but the border is secure. You arrested 42 people on terror screening database. How many of the 700,000 on that same screening database, but the border's secure and you have operational control? Look, I've heard from several chief patrol agents who command their sectors. Several of them have said the same thing. We have lost operational control of our southern border. That is controlled by the criminal cartels. One chief patrol agent used the term broken arrow. He told me, Tom, we can't contain what's coming across right now. That's why last month they had 67,000 gotaways in 1 month. They can't contain it. They have lost control. The criminal cartels in Mexico have control of the border, and this administration gave it to them by ending the Trump policies that secure the border.
Hey, Tom, the only experience I have, I took a trip to, and the Border Patrol was great, showing me different parts of it in El Paso. It's a few years back, but on that day, they only brought in five people, not because they were not operationally in control, but because they had it sealed off. I mean, I was out there with them seeing the technology, the stuff they were doing, the patrols that they had. They actually sealed off El Paso, which had been a sieve. So at various points when you were there and others, it's definitely doable. What about ICE then? What about ICE away from the border internally? Is that non-existent now, the initiatives?
Well, I said from day one, they're talking about abolishing ICE. They're never going to abolish ICE, but they'll abolish your mission.
Mm-hmm.
They'll starve them for money, and that's what they did. At the same time, they open the border up. What else do they do? They've got ICE down to the lowest number of detentions and removals in the history of the nation. That's not by accident. That's by design. In record, we got 1.7 million people crossing the border, and ICE had a total of 59,000 deportations, lowest in the history of the agency. And more than half of those 59,000 are actually done through the last 3 months of the Trump administration. So the Biden administration actually removed 26,000 people. The same year, it had 1.7 encounters. How the hell does that happen? It happens because ICE can't arrest anybody anymore. Look, their secretary's on record numerous times to the media and in speeches. He said, being in the country illegally on its own isn't enough for ICE to seek you out to arrest you. He made that statement during the most significant immigration crisis we've ever seen. He sent a message to the rest of the world, cross our border illegally, you won't be detained. And even if you show up in court and lose your case, ICE doesn't look for you because being in the country illegally is no longer important. And he also said this in 2 weeks later that ICE can no longer conduct worksite enforcement operations, knowing that the number one reason people come to this country is to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now the secretary says you enter the country illegally, and ICE can't look for you because you're just here illegally. And number two, you can get a job because ICE can't arrest you on a worksite because they're not allowed to get on a worksite. This is by design. This secretary has done nothing but throw out more magnets to bring more people in this country. And to this day, he's been in power 15 months. The numbers keep going up. And there's one thing I dare him to do, and he's yet answered it. Tell me one thing, Mr. Secretary, you have done in 15 months to slow the flow. Just name one thing.
Yeah, well, that would be a heck of a debate. It would be an unarmed man against a guy loaded for a bear and you. What's Tom Homan doing now, though, until maybe you have another shot at commanding something like this, Tom? What are you up to?
I'm spending most of the time suing the administration. I've written more affidavits.
Yeah.
For state of Texas, state of Florida, state of Arizona. I'm the expert witness in many lawsuits. We're 5-0. We're going to keep suing them because not only can we prove they're ignoring the law, they're actually violating the law. So we're going to keep suing them. In the meantime, I'm going to be, I'll be out there on Fox, and I'm going to keep sounding the alarm. And I met with the greatest president of my lifetime just a couple weeks ago, and I shook his hand and told him, you come back, I come back. We'll fix this. We'll fix this in 2 weeks. How do we fix it? We dust off the Trump plans and re-implement them within a week, and we'll shut the border down. Look, this isn't hard. We did it. If this administration wants to secure the border, dust off the plans. We've done it. We're successful. It isn't that hard. And get back to building the walls. Walls work. Where is this surge coming through right now? Well, there isn't a wall.
Yeah, makes sense. Hey, Tom, I'm glad to hear you're in that role, though, and in the bullpen if the other happens. Thanks for being so generous coming on here in Philadelphia always. We appreciate it.
I appreciate shows like yours. I need help getting the truth to American people, so your shows and shows like yours really matter because you got to get the truth out so people know what's really happening.
Thank you, Tom, very much. Tom Homan here, glad to hear that's what he's doing, expert witness suing on these, and he's 5-0. Thank you, Tom, very much. All right, I'll give it your reaction to that. So Title 42 is still in effect because of the legal, but at the border, people are getting antsy, and we're seeing more and more people come across. It's an obvious thing, just being there once in the parts, that it's very doable, not to completely shut it down, but you have a guy driven like this, former head of ICE, to do that, you're going to get results. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we have Dom's Money Melody. But first, tip of the hat, and I wish the Philadelphia police were allowed to do more stuff like this, to the West Whiteland Police Department, okay? There's been trouble over at the mall in Exton. Whatever it is with these Ulta beauty stores, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. They're high-end perfumes and things of that nature, right? So people just storm in with laundry bags and start filling them up with perfumes and everything else. Sometimes they've gotten away. In a Facebook post on Friday, the Whiteland Police Department said they received information about a plan to steal $10,000 in fragrances just in moments from a store like that. So they staked it out. They said they staked out the parking lot of the mall. And there we go. The same vehicle used the last time, a red Nissan Altima, thought to be linked to the other thefts, showed up. And they told the store about it. They staked it out. Friday morning, spotted the red Altima, entered the store for a few minutes, then returned to the car. A short time later, investigators said this Isaiah Williams and a 16-year-old entered the store, tried to stuff laundry bags full of perfume. The attempted robbery was captured on store surveillance camera. When the alarms for each perfume began to sound, police officers swooped in. They tried to run away. The officers gave trace and tackled the suspects into custody, knocking over shelves and store displays. As you can tell, they're very quick, and we know they're not going to give up easy, said the police. The loot recovered during the attempted theft tallied up to $8,500, just in a mere moment, just short period of time, according to police. Now, this time, both are from New York, were previously arrested in Connecticut for another Ulta theft. Previously, there have been people in the same kind of operation from, of course, Larry Krasner's Philadelphia. Nice work by the police there. Not nice work by State Senator Art Haywood. Just think of this guy. He represents Philadelphia, and I think part of his district goes into Montgomery County, okay? He would require district attorneys to investigate the deaths of people killed by police. Without the legislation, would require district attorneys to investigate the deaths of people killed by police without the involvement of the officer's police department. You get it? Make it easier for the attorney general. He wants the attorney general. That would be Joshi Shapiro. He wants him to be more empowered to investigate police killings. Well, we've given ultimate authority to the attorney general to protect us. You know about the various laws and guests we brought on. He doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to tread on Larry Krasner's grounds. But maybe he'd like to jump in and tag team if they can go after police. That might be something to think about. So nice work to the police. And Art Haywood, 562 murders. That's not enough. He wants to go after the cops.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't forget, by the way, we'll be broadcasting from the Farley Plaza on Friday. Dan will be back with me there. We'll have the mayor of Wildwood. We do our usual Memorial Day, pre-Memorial Day stuff. The Great Shore Debate, in fun. What's the greatest shore town? We bring on different people. We talk about the shore bars. We have a special Memorial Day guest or two and everything else in the news. And apparently it's going to be a real nice bunch of stuff they're doing at the Farley Plaza on the way to shore. If you're stopping to get gas or bathroom or whatever, stop by. I'll give you more details when we have them tomorrow or Thursday. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. All right, this will be cut seven. Here's Tucker Carlson. Tonight, we have mainly, I'm not sure what other states, but Georgia is the big primary tonight. Not that I think it's not a fait accompli, but again, the Trump endorsement is hanging in the balance. I think we kind of forgotten, right? I know the Inquirer will play it up. If Dr. Oz loses, that President Trump didn't endorse the right, all that stuff. I think most listeners were not enamored with all this endorsement stuff anyhow. But Stacey Abrams is in this race, and she is an existential threat in a lot of ways, particularly how voting is counted, et cetera. She's running for governor again against Kemp. But she needed every sycophant in the media yesterday, starting with Joy Reid, to help her walk back the comment she made on the campaign trail about hating the state of Georgia, how it's the worst state imaginable. I'll play you a little bit of from the Carlson show last night. And I did a national show as all this was going down, had a lot of fun asking people, what is the worst state to live in the country? All right, what is? And we'll ask you that in a moment. Here's how it sounded with Tucker and Stacey Abrams.
State of Georgia has been pretty good to our friend Stacey Abrams. Not clear what Abrams does for a living, and yet somehow she has been able to afford two homes in the state of Georgia, but she's not grateful for it. Over the weekend, Abrams, who was apparently running for office again, despite being the real governor of Georgia, went out of her way to attack the state she hopes to lead. Watch.
I am tired of hearing about being the best state in the country to do business when we are the worst state in the country to live.
Well, there's a campaign tactic you don't see very often. I hate this place. Elect me. Robert Petillo is a radio talk show host in Atlanta. He's a statewide Democratic Party strategist and a regional director for the Rainbow Push Coalition. He joins us tonight. Robert, thanks so much for coming on. So, you don't often hear people seeking to lead a state attack the state. What do you think that was about?
Well, I think it was a gaffe. It was a faux pas. This is what happens often when you have a campaign where most of your fundraisers are coming out of California. Most of your talking points and political strategists are coming out of New York and D.C. And the same things that work in D.C. aren't going to work in Tukula, Georgia. You have to get out there and actually talk to people in the grassroots. You have to talk to some of the political strategists and political consultants who are right here in the state. And you have people like D. Dawkins Hagler, who's running for Secretary of State, who's been to all 159 counties and talks to people on a daily basis. You have to dig down and make sure that you are reflecting the views of the people of your state, not simply people who are putting money into the campaign.
So the worst state in the country, as apparent it was because Kemp does not spend, $1 trillion more that Stacey Abrams wants. She is a player, though, as far as an organizer, get out the vote, various tactics. turn Georgia around, not just in the presidential election, but also in the two Senate races, pushes the envelope, shall we say, when it comes to various voting tactics that have been emulated here in Pennsylvania. What is the worst state, though? I know what the obvious, I'll give you mine. The obvious answer to a lot of people is Jersey. And on this national show last night, Jersey lost out to Illinois. Same problems, but Illinois did not have as much appeal, but the same taxation, crime, government interference, just like Jersey. And we know why people don't move out of Jersey. They're enamored with a sense of place. They grew up there. There's a culture, there's food, there's a language, there's a whole thing. And they can't pull themselves away from that, despite the Phil Murphys of the world, etc. So Jersey did come up quite frequently. But imagine running for the state. Let's hope Josh Shapiro does that. I don't think he will when he runs for governor. This is the worst state in the country. But I'm going to be the one to turn it around. You know, things of that nature. This will be cut 10. Vice President Kamala Harris, we don't see her often, certainly not the border czar that we just talked to Tom Homan about. But when we do see her, particularly if kids are involved, remember that whole thing with the astronauts and she puts on cups her hands over her eyes. You're going to be looking in telescopes and is all animated. Listen to this. This is as bad as Biden yesterday. Here are the deep thoughts of Vice President Kamala Harris talking about the phrase, the children of the community.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community.
Okay, then.
So eloquent.
This, yeah, this is apparently written down to some her own musings on this. So let's remember that. Yet she's certainly in the inner ring when it comes to Biden not running again and running for president even after, heaven forbid, another Biden term, which won't happen. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk with Jeff Bardos as a surrogate for the Oz campaign. Jeff ran for governor, of course, acquitted himself very well, didn't come in necessarily that well in the vote, though I think he was in fifth. Overall, I'm sorry, for the Senate. And the Dr. Oz thing has gone to another level. I got to say, I think Dr. Oz is playing this perfectly. He's not declaring victory. I don't think he should do that even after this afternoon when the unofficial results are in. I know it's a pain to have to go through a recount. And the McCormick side is being challenged now by both the RNC and the state Republicans saying, no, we're not going to go with this stuff just to pick up a few votes here. Meaning, if you don't put the date on the mail-in ballot, oh, well, your vote doesn't count. Why is that such a difficulty to say to people? Well, the court said it's a civil right. Your vote ought to count because it's being postmarked. And we went back and forth with Dave McCormick yesterday. It doesn't appear to me, as close as this is, that we are going to see it get, say, under 700 or so. And if it's at that point, I don't think a recount is going to overturn anything around that. And if we start to hear that, then there's going to be trouble. Then people are going to be upset and say, what are we, a bunch of progressives here, continuing this forever? Think about it. Think of how hot that was last a week ago when we had Kathy Barnett in studio. Enormous, right? Still viable even after all those attacks. We had the celebrity of Dr. Oz. We had McCormick and all that money coming together. And now we're still a week out. And with all this technology, all this money spent, we are not that much closer to declaring a winner. By 5 o'clock today, they have to have this, the unofficial results up. Why are they unofficial? Why would they not be official? And if you want to challenge them, you can challenge them. Meaning, here's what the vote in the county was. And yet, they're still dithering. Still hard to even tell the number of votes that are out there. The last count that I looked at a few minutes ago, we had Dave McCormick down by about 982. It's gone back and forth between 982, 983. Sometimes it got down to 977. So he really has not broken through hugely. We're not seeing a swarm here, the mail-in ballots or military ballots. It's safe to say it would have happened by now. Meaning, if he gets under 700, that's going to be favorable to him. That's about the best we're going to see, I think. What do we do from there? End this as quickly as we can and move on to taking on Fetterman. All right, side question. Hit us with that all-time duo, male-female duo, real or fictional. Let's go to Nancy in Morrisville. Nancy, who's your duo?
Mary and Joseph.
Okay, Nancy, that is a very good one. Yes, it's a very potent duo. Joseph, very underrated. The Earl of Tacconi. Hey, Earl, who is your duo, male and female?
I'm going to cheat like I always do.
Yes.
Mom and Dad.
Aww.
Your mom and dad, my mom and dad, just mom and
okay.
dad.
Mom and dad's intact family. Okay, judges have to take that into account when we're making a selection today. All right, Jeff Bardos is next. You get in at 855-839-1210. And he was offered as a surrogate from the Oz people to tell us what they're thinking since we had Dave McCormick on yesterday. What I'm thinking, I'm said, I'm glad the RNC, I'm glad the Pennsylvania Republican authorities are saying, no, we're going to challenge the McCormick camp on this. You got to follow the rules. If you want to vote by mail-in ballot, you're taking a risk that you might screw up. Well, if you screw up, you screw up. I don't think your vote should count. If you really want your vote to count, just show up on election day and let's not make this complicated. In other words, yeah, the onus is on you. It's not the same thing as showing up. If people have to show up on election day and go through some struggle to do that, your struggle is to make sure you fill out the ballot. If you think you can't do that, then just show up on election day. Stop the nonsense with mail-in balloting. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Dom time, and as I said, this system is just horrible. It's not just the individuals, the voting counting system. It's not just the individuals involved. Imagine if this were the presidential election of 2024, okay? And you have a race that's tight. And this is the ultimate swing state, which determines the future of the country. We know all this stuff. And yet, the foot dragging continues. Jeff Bardos is one of the people who ran for the Senate. Real accomplishment. You remember the stuff we talked about with him in small business. When I asked the Oz people, do they want to bring somebody on today? Because yesterday, Dave McCormick was on. They offered Jeff. He's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, welcome in.
Dom, good afternoon to you, your listeners, and I hope everybody's well. And you know, I listened to your lead-in before the break. You captured it perfectly. I mean, I listened to David yesterday on the radio, but I would posit this. If you took that transcript and you scrubbed the names and you asked, go find 100 conservatives in the Delaware Valley to go read it, you would think that the words were that of Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or Eric Holder or Mark Elias, who, by the way, last night, you know, he's Hillary's 2016
yep. right.
Guru, right? He's the guy who's pushing all the Democratic ballot stuff around the country. He was cheering this lawsuit on that the McCormick campaign filed. So we are We are in uncharted territory here. It is not good for the party, and you are spot on. It's bad for 2022 general, and it's bad for the 2024 election. And Pennsylvania law couldn't be clearer. And I think David and his campaign are getting terrible advice there.
Well, let me throw it back to you, though. Come on now, Jeff. I can't answer what I would do either if I were in his situation, spending $11 and $12 million. By the way, you ran a great campaign, too. And you have to deal with a celebrity guy coming in, $12 million, $11 million, the phenomenon of Kathy Barnett. I don't know of any place to, harder to run, not just to win, but even in to get into the top two or three than Pennsylvania this time. Maybe Ohio, was then the Trump element in here, et cetera. So I, as much as I went back and forth with him yesterday, I do have a certain sentiment here, but you know what? He can't do this and be in the good graces of what Republicans stand for, even understanding how brutal this has to be when you're that close. Is that the sentiment you're thinking is out there among Republicans?
Yeah, look, and I think this isn't personal at all. I can tell you, we get to know each other, right? David and Dina McCormick are good people, and they're good conservatives, and they're honorable, and you know, I have a lot of time for them. Likewise, Mehmet and Lisa Oz. Likewise, Kathy and Carl Barnett. Like, these are good people. George Paquetto and Christy Paquetto. Like, these are good people. Let's put all that aside. I assure you, if any of us ran on a platform that a week after the election, Mark Elias would be cheering a lawsuit that we filed, and that the RNC and the PAGOP would be stepping in to protect ballot integrity, and that Mark Elias would be cheering us on in our lawsuit to upend clear Pennsylvania law, that would not be a winning formula, and it would not be a winning issue for any of us as candidates. Well, I think that is ultimately the test.
Big picture. Here's how I put it. If you want the advantage, you know, if you need an absentee ballot because of disability, all the old-fashioned stuff, okay. But if you just feel like voting by mail-in ballot now, post-COVID, et cetera, the person who has to show up, get child care, figure out what work, et cetera, it's their duty, but it is a bit of a burden. Your burden is you better do this right with the mail-in ballot. If you don't, then it's not going to count because the system just can't continue to handle this type of stuff. So, Jeff, take us inside now. I have it that some people think this will end up with Oz ahead, best case for McCormick, at about 700. Worst case, it'll remain where it is now, about 980 in a recount. There's nothing that I could see in a recount where we're going to turn that many votes around. Is that the playing field as far as you understand it?
It is, and it's really the ultimate head-scratcher here because why the law is clear. Even Justice Wecht, who is a left-wing ideologue on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, Justice Wecht in 2020 said Pennsylvania law couldn't be clearer. Just what you said, Dom. There are three security measures here. You got to sign it. You got to date the outside envelope, and you have to put the ballot in the internal security envelope. That's it. And if you don't do that right, your vote doesn't count. Even the left-wing Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that in 2020. And so I agree with you. I think that's where the math is. And so I was saying to Cheryl last night, like, it just feels to me a little bit like a bunch of teenagers rented out an Airbnb and trashed the place on a party on their way out the door. And stuck someone else with the bill. I mean, that's kind of how it feels because nothing else makes sense. The math isn't there to overturn the election. The math isn't there to flip the ballot. So what gives? And it's a head scratcher. And again, you got the bigger picture. Pennsylvania law is clear. This matters for 2022 and 2024. Mark Elias had already planned to sue over this. And so now we have Republicans doing the work of the National Democrats. I think, and look, it's one of my jobs as a candidate who ran and didn't win, along with George and Kathy and others. We got to bring this party together. We have to win this seat in November. It's going to decide who controls the Senate. And it's our job, all of us as conservatives, to bring the party together. This is not helpful.
All right, let's talk about an issue that has to be talked about, too, and it has to be sensitive. We don't wish anyone ill. I'm talking about John Fetterman. But I think the public, when we get to the level of the Senate, particularly with the presidency, there's no doubt that's the one office where we need, you know, my reform would be medical tests, stuff up and down the line. We see it clearly with Joe Biden now. It's almost sad. But even with the Senate, I'd say we need to know going in, both candidates, But this is particularly a difficult situation. So let's say you were running. How would you approach that so that it's sensitive, but it's out there as something that voters should think about?
So it's very interesting, Dom. I dealt with this issue. My family dealt with this issue just 5 weeks ago tomorrow. I had surgery at the University of Pennsylvania on April 20th to remove my thyroid. The advice I was given by surgeons ahead of the surgery was that it's 95% or more likely to turn into thyroid cancer, so we recommend getting it out. You'll appreciate that at the time I was given that advice, I said, can this wait till November?
well, I remember you were still running hard yeah. with it. I didn't know it was quite that serious. I knew it was something pretty serious, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I said, can this wait till November? My surgeon said, I admire your optimism. This was in March. And she said, no, but it can wait till June. And I thought, you know what? I'm pretty healthy. I think I can bounce back. If I can't, I got to put my health first. And so what we did is I drafted a statement with my team. I made a couple of key calls ahead of the surgery. And as soon as I was out of surgery and in recovery, my team issued a press release on that afternoon, late morning, early afternoon of April 20th, just letting people know that this had happened. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to David and Dina McCormick and Mehmet and Lisa Oz and George Paquetto and Kathy Barnett, all of whom who called and texted to see how I was doing. And so that, you know, people are really human and nice. A week later, driving to the Dickinson debate, I got a call from the surgeon saying we just got the pathology back and it was cancer, but it's gone.
Wow.
You know, we got
thank
it all
God.
Out.
Thank God. Yep.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. There's no follow-up. And so you probably, I mean, I don't mean to discuss all my medical stuff on air, but I dealt with this very issue. And I'll tell you how we thought about it and how I thought about it, which is I feel like for the job that you're interviewing for, you should act as if you already have it. And my feeling, although it's very personal, and it was very hard for my family to discuss personal health issues in public like that, I felt like it was my responsibility as someone who wanted to be a senator that I had an obligation to act as if I already was the senator for purposes of disclosure. And so
right.
I disclosed it to the best of my ability, and we kept people informed. And that's how we handle it. I certainly can't speak for Don or for anybody else, but I'll just share with you. You asked the question. That's how I dealt with it. And for what it's worth, too, you know, when you share that types of information, I heard from people all over the Commonwealth who dealt with this exact same issue. And it was uplifting to hear from
sure.
so many people and their prayers. So there's a lot of good people out there in the midst of all this unpleasantness.
How would you, aside from that, because we don't know, you know, how much, again, people are inspired that he comes back, et cetera. What's the biggest issue with Fetterman? Is it the sheer radicalism? Or is it tying him? I don't know about tying him to Wolf in the lockdown. We hear that from Republicans. If I'm sitting there trying to beat him, Jeff, I got to say that's a little bit more secondary than this guy and how radical his positioning has been.
I think the filibuster, and I know this was never
yes.
something that we would ever talk about, right? But now the world knows how important the filibuster is because but for Joe Manchin, we've got the Green New Deal, but
that's
for
right.
Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. We've got a so-called Build Back Better. We've got the For the People Act, right? We've got D.C. statehood. We've got court packing. Like the Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema literally held back the radical left from implementing everything, 70, 80 years of their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
John has said he'll blow up the filibuster on day one and he'll be that 51st vote. I think putting that front and center, And saying this is a man whose record speaks for itself. When the state was shut down, the Wolf administration just kept pushing, pushing destruction onto our main streets.
Well,
and
John, I would say you cannot let your opponent. He gains tremendously by saying that boldly. You know, he gets the juices flowing in his base, et cetera. I'm the guy that's going to get rid of the filibuster. Okay,
right.
That's your upside. But the downside, when you explain that, as you just did in Pennsylvania, I think there's a tremendous downside.
And I do, by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, and I know you said it as well, we wish the lieutenant governor, a speedy full recovery, and to his whole family. There are people behind all this, right? And so he's got a wife and three children. And so, we of course wish him a full and speedy recovery. And it's going to be a hell of a Senate battle. I think we're, as Republicans, we're in great shape. But I do think making them own this radicalism, and it starts with wanting to put in all these policies, which are not Pennsylvania. Pennsylvanians don't want the Green New Deal. They don't want D.C. statehood. They don't want a packed court. They don't want all the stuff that John and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren stand for. I think making that front and center and having a real debate over the future of Pennsylvania, as we always have, we lead on these issues. Pennsylvania has always led the nation. We are really the microcosm of the nation. And so I think we're going to win this seat. The Republican nominee is going to win this seat. And that's why it's so important to come together now. We have to come together as a party. And we have to get moving on winning this election.
Well put, to be continued with Jeff Bartos. Thank you, Jeff. Beautifully enunciated today. Thank you. And I'm glad to know that you got the surgery at the right time. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for asking. And I'm sorry to have talked about myself so much.
No, I think it's apropos of this. Yep. Thank you, Jeff, very much. To be continued. All right. There's Jeff Bartos here on Talk Radio 1210. I didn't know the full extent of that. Mere reaction to that. So, yeah, I think the tying him to the lockdowns, Fetterman and all that, I think it's more the filibuster and what that would mean. If that were taken out of here, Manchin, Sinema and all that, he wants to own it. He wants to be the guy in the hoodie, the Bernie Sanders with a hoodie. Fine. Tell Pennsylvania what that means, chapter and verse. All right. Was that too hard on McCormick, or is that accurate, too? That this is playing into the hands of what Democrats would do with this. 855-839-1210. You get on board with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Dom Giordano Show. That was great stuff from Jeff Bartos. And again, I stand by what I say. It's got to be very, very difficult to throw in the towel here this close with Dr. Oz, etc. But that's where we are. Tomorrow, we'll know what the unofficial results are. Finally, these counties have to report today. It's a ridiculous process. By the way, one of my biggest critics, the guy's name is Paul. He summarizes each day's show. And he says, I looked it up. Gasoline in Germany is $8.27 U.S. dollars a gallon. And yes, Joe Biden is not the president chancellor there. Inflation is global. These guys will go to note. Yeah, try telling that to people at the gas. Hey, buddy, over here in South Philly filling up. Hey, buddy, out there in Seacane and Delco at the pumps right now. You know, if you were in Germany, it's $8.27 a gallon. You know that? You're only paying $5.20, $5.15, maybe even under $5. It's not Joe Biden. It's global, buddy. It's global. Get over it. Stop blaming Biden. Yeah, but, I listen to talk radio, and those guys tell me that if we just use our own natural resources right now, we could certainly cut down gas, federal lands, fossil fuels, and all that. They plan, though, to continue this. Don't listen to those guys. Just remember, he's not the prime minister of Germany. 827. Just think, it could be worse. Don't let them kid you. Now get back to pumping that gas. Yeah, but I don't know. What am I going to do to make up for the cost with this and all? How about the formula? Oh, God, you should see it in Germany. Kids are on the streets crying. People are stealing formula. Thank God you got Joe Biden. He airlifted in a whole plane load. Wasn't that a good moment? How about that doesn't seem right? I thought Similac and stuff like that should be readily available. What the heck is that about? Don't listen to those guys. Just remember, Joe Biden is not the premier, prime minister, whatever the heck they are in Germany. It's $8.27 a gallon. You're lucky. Just remember that when it reaches that, it'll be $10 a gallon there. It's just stunning. Let's try that out as a campaign tactic. Let's see how far that goes. Good stuff, too, from Jeff Bartos, quarterbacking, how to run against Fetterman. Let's see how the media plays that. Now, if it were a Republican, you can imagine the health record. My God, they'd have teams of people around the clock talking about that. I think it's certainly in the public realm. Of course, family, sensitivity, but it's part of the campaign. Just like pointing a shotgun at an African-American man in Braddock that this guy did. Just like the fact that his story essentially is fraudulent. He's a trust fund baby who graduated Harvard. Not a dude out there in cargo shorts saying yins all the time and telling you to meet him over at Sheetz. Let's see if he says Wawa when he's in this area. We'll see. We'll detect the accent. All right. It is the lightning round next. Hit us with that all-time male-female duo. I see some good ones on board. We've had some good ones so far. That's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, that's right, and it's the last roundup. We do call it something else. What is that?
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Okay, that's right. All that you have to do is just hit us with that male-female duo, living, dead, real or fictional, and we'll consider it. All right, let's go to Ray in South Philly. Who's yours, Ray?
Hi, Don. My South Philly Goomba. How are you?
Very good, Ray. Stop influencing the judges. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I like Donnie and Maria.
Now, that is a good one. That is, yes, for quite a while, America's Sweethearts. Maria Osmond's a very good performer. Ro took me to see her. It wouldn't be mine, but she was good. Kathy in Bedminster. All right, Kathy, who do you have?
I have Popeye and Olive Oil.
Classic. Yeah, cartoons are definitely in there. Joe in Exton. All right, Joe, what do you have today?
Hello, Dom.
Hi.
My duo is Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Very nicely done, Joe. Yes, I don't know how many marriages, divorces between them. Couldn't live with each other, couldn't live without each other. Classic. Joanna Blackwood. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Dom. I got Brangelina for you today. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
All right. Yes. Better than Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. My God.
Woof.
It's not even a good salacious, I don't know what the best tabloid story has ever been. We may have to do that. Let's go to Nick in Millville. All right, Nick, who do you have?
Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Oh, okay. Interesting duo. I hadn't thought of them. Paul in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. How about yours, Paul?
Paul, it's Dick and Jane, specifically the movie version with Jim Carrey and Tia Leone.
I was wondering why you're going with Tia Leone. Yes, I had Jack and Jill on my early list. I didn't take that one off. But Dick and Jane is a classic. I think it was George Segal, and I don't know who played the woman, did the same thing. Jerry in Wilmington, which is hot now, according to every pundit out there. No longer the murder capital, now the restaurant sizzle capital. All right, Jerry, I think you got a pretty good one. Who do you have?
Yeah, Dom, another classic for over 60 years would be Ken and Barbie from Mattel.
Yes, that's a very good one. You know, I don't know that Ken is the first rank, but Barbie is the all-timer. Can't be beaten.
Yeah, no.
No matter what.
No one's beating that Malibu dream house.
Yeah, that's right. And being an astronaut at the same time. Thanks, Jerry. Dave in East Hampton. Hey, Dave, how you feeling today? That was a great call. I got a lot of response to you. Sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dom. And I was talking to your producer, and he gave me your email. So I'm going to email you an update from the Philadelphia Police Department when I contacted them after I talked to you on Friday.
So I reached
out to them, and I'm going to email you. It's a big update, and then I was speaking to the officer who I told he would remain unnamed, and I wasn't going to say his name, but there is a record of it for when I called in.
Good.
And there's other details that he told me about the dirt bike, because where I was at 17th and Carpenter, the district, the Philadelphia Police District, is not too far away.
Good.
Be, right there at 20th.
Well,
20th Police District.
I use that to reinforce it. It was kind of like a parable to my wife again about observation. And if you're in a situation, drive out of there. That's the best course. Easier said than done, though. I'm just glad you handled it and you got out of there, Dave. I really just, all weekend, it just bothered me. So who do you have today, Dave?
So I got he's the biggest fan of you, and that's Howard Stern and Robin Quivers.
Ah, very nicely played. All right. So,
Hey, thank you very much for that, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Robin, they just mentioned me on Dom Giordano today.
Got to say the guy next door. Remember
guy
that?
Next door. He's an idiot, Robin. All right, I'm off for another vacation. Bye.
You don't do Robin either, do you, Howard?
No, but you know what? As somebody does, and I planned on doing that, but they stole that bit from me, too.
That's right. Dom Giordano always stealing.
That's right. Dom Giordano's a thief, Robin.
Thank you. All right. I liked Ezzie and Lucy, but I really liked Ken and Barbie. Yeah, you don't like Ken and Barbie?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go with Ezzie and Lucy, too, but Ken and Barbie just...
Yeah, Ken and Barbie, nicely played by Bruce in the no longer murder capital. I have to choose another one. It's now the restaurant capital of Wilmington. All right, Henry, great job pinch hitting for Dan, who will be back tomorrow. We'll have all the regular stuff. And let's see today when we get the final unofficial figures. Can you imagine? The official unofficial figures will know who, at that point, is your nominee to defeat John Fetterman, who wants to take away the filibuster and get everybody high, among other accomplishments. And point shotguns at people who are apparently not doing anything.
All fun stuff.
All fun stuff. All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.